Thursday night, Shmaitza Shir. Let's see where we're holding. Chafei, or Lechafei, yeah, Chafei Sivan. Shmaitz is talking about the Mariat with Chazok HaSoy Lishtanos. He's saying his own Shita. They argued a little. Shmaitz Gimel Perikid Aleph. They argued a little what's the beer and the ran. And we'll go. We'll start Perikid Beis. It's really in the middle. It's just one long thing that's going to go on for another Perik and a half, approximately. The question is, Chazaka Hasuya Lishtanos, where you have a Chazaka, that's what came out. As we're learning it, we realize that there definitely is a Chazaka. There is a matzav, a situation where the others, you know, and then we're Masupik if it changed. The Masupik, if it changed and to another situation which has a different din. That's both on Kloli, all these cases. But, so you have a situation now that is Huchzak, meaning that any change from it would be called a change, would be called a Shinui. And that's the sort of Chazaka that we either say the Shinui didn't happen, if we're not sure if it happened, or we say it happened at the last, you know, we assume it didn't happen until such time that you know it changed. So that's Chazok HaSuya Lishtanos, is a, where you know it's going to change. Let's leave it at that. We don't have to go into all the cases and all the, you know it's going to change, you're pretty sure it's going to change, it's Motsui to change, it's common to change, that's Chazok HaSuya Lishtanos. Narit says it's not a Chazoka, halachically, and the Shmaitz insists it is. They're going at it back and forth, so to speak. And the Shmaitz, you know, like everything else, there's always, you know, if it's not quite that, then like the Shmaitz's Modeh, for example, that sometimes you can have a situation when something is so in a state of flux and so changeable that the Chazaka has never been established. And then in the Shmaitz is molded that there's no Chazaka. But that's not a Chazaka Asuya Lishtanos. That's nothing, zero. You're starting from state zero. It's in a state of flux, so no Chazaka has ever been established. They argue what's chatting around, and they. So we'll start Perikid Beis. We'll start Perikid Beis. So Mordechai had a case. It's good to chazer over, so that's the end of Perikid Aleph, but we'll start Perikid Beis. I'll say it over orally. The Mordechai had a case, very interesting case. A Malamed was hired by someone to teach his children. That's how they did it in Europe. You hired a Malamed to teach your children. He made, and the person that did the hiring said, listen, I don't know if you're capable. I don't know if you have the qualifications to teach my son. So you have to go to my relative Levi and be tested by him. And if that checks out, then I'll hire you. And they made up a deal and an amount of money. So he started teaching him. This went on for a few months. And then he wanted the money from him. And then he found out that he never went to be tested. But now he was capable of testing, of teaching the kid. I mean, that was obvious. Now he was good. But he didn't want to pay him, saying that maybe the first 3 months he was not capable of teaching the kids. So you see, there's already a struggle between the Chazok and the Hashna. Now he's capable, and there certainly was a point, and maybe there was a point in time where there was an assumption. We don't know he wasn't capable, but he never went to be tested. Well, that's true. And there's an Eirechot saying that he did not know how to teach. He was not capable. He was not able to teach. So what's the din? Could he be motzi mammon from the person that owes him money? This is a real life case in the Mordechai. Nishal Rabbeinu Meir, maybe it's Maram Mertenberg. You know what, maybe we'll go back to the end of Yud Aleph and learn the very last paragraph. It starts with the word Veheshev, if you have Veheshev. Veheshev, nearly, in other words, this was asked to Rabbeinu Meir. Veheshev, nearly Shadinim Shimon. Who's Shimon? Shimon is the teacher. Meaning Shimon could be Motzi Momen from the Balabayas that hired him. He could even be Motzi Momen. Veveisi Raya Mikan is a case of someone who writes all of his nechasim, all of his wealth, all of his assets to somebody else. All of it. Because he's sitting and now he wants to back out. So if he was sick, called a shchiv mara, deathly ill. If he was deathly ill when he wrote the matana, then he could back out, because that's the din. If you're deathly ill and you give away in a matana all of your possessions, then you get it back, because it turns out you didn't die. But if he was healthy at the time when he gave it away, then obviously he can't back out. He can't back out when you give away a matana. You have no basis on which to back out. T'chiyechi domer hochem bori hu. Achshel olav lahobi rayish eshchiv mara hoya. According to Rav Nosson there, you follow the here and the now. And if now he's a bori, if now he's healthy, that works in his detriment. Then he has to bring a raya that he was a shchiv mara when he gave the gift. T'chiyechi davi achshel bori amrina mei koronami hochi hava. Afilu lafuke mamona. Right? Afilu lafuke mamona, because if we say he's a bori, right, they get the money. They're taking it away from him. Achanami benidun zek, even the hashtu yoda, aminun mei koranami have a yoda. That's what he paskets. The hilchsa krab noson, because we taka paskin like a moson. Davidaina v'nochas lumka tadina. That's what Gemara says about a moson. He understood things in a very deep way. So we paskin like him. Kedemash v'aperek mishamei. So filo l'may didochi talmudo d'chuli almo b'cheskas b'riyim. Even though the Gemara says that it's no raya. Gemara says that has a different machlokas who wants to be toiling Rav Nosson. And the Gemara says that there's no raya. Maybe Rav Nosson's reason is not just because he follows the chazaka the hashta, but because there's a chazaka kamaisa the toilers have a kabbal also. Because everybody's becheskas briyim. So presumably he gave it when he was a bori. He had the chazaka to make kara, becheskas briyim. Becheskas that he's healthy. Bori is healthy. So here also there's a similar type chazaka. Because there's a becheskus that he does know. Because, you know, if you don't know, you don't know how yourself out to teach. You can be exposed very quickly. People don't lie, it's so easy to be found out. Hilkach lo'amrinan shuv lomad. We don't say he learned later on. El kiechi dahashtu yodeya. Achanami mei koronami yoda. Ad kan lashono. For a more posuk shom kein b'malamed. That Shimon has to pay the malamed. So the question is, like, is it because we follow the hashta, or there's more to Rav Nosson than meets the eye? So we go on to Perikid Beis. V'hod the pasuk haramah k'divri ha-Mordechai. He passes like, you know, L'chayr, like a Nosson, that you follow the here and the now. So if we find him now that he knows, we say he knew then. So like if you find him a Bori now, you say he was a Bori then. No, the machlokes is Rav Nosson and Rav Yaakov. We pass on like Rav Yaakov. Go look in the Ramah. And L'chara pass on like Rav Yaakov means we don't follow the here and the now. You say maybe you suck a shchivra, you should get back the money. So if you mash a kasavti, b'shem aran b'tshuva, the time of Rav Yaakov, eino elam l'fi she'oz l'chazok asuyo l'shtano l'shrein choyli mo'atsuy, which is how this whole thing got started. That that's a possibility where Rabbi Yaakov does not follow that Chazoka de Meikara, saying that rove people, you know, that's what it means, the Chazoka de Meikara, rove people. He knew, he probably knew. If he took the job and he went to the job, he probably knew. The point is there, it's against the Cheskos moment. He's trying to be Motzi moment. The Malamed in the teacher case, Kiva the Rova Maskir and Asman, Lamed Yodin Hain, Amrina Shapal Amazel Boser Hashta. That's why you follow the Hashta, not because of. It's not a regular Chazok of the Hashta, it's a little more, it's based on Rove. People. Kiva the Ikanami Ruba Bahade, the Rova Maskir and Asman, Lamed Yodin Hain. The Hach Rove, and the Motsu the Hishtanos. The Shemoch Elzin and Boser Hashta, Afilo the Didon, the Kaimel and Krab Yaakov. That you don't follow the now. In the case of the Shchivra, the Mishum Navogav, the Rov Bereim Heim, Kumakom Kivin Shacholi Motzui, Vosu Lishtanos, Lo Mahani Hachruba, for Shkos Varan. But then he always put in the Cheskos moment consideration. Okay. Perek Asori Yuchsin, the Pluk to the Rabu Shmuel, where she's a Bulgaris now, and the question was she a Bulgaris this morning? The Sova Ravari, a Bulgaris with Fonenu, and we therefore have to be afraid she was a Bulgaris in the morning, two hours ago. Shmuel Sova Chayshin, the Kedusha Shneyem. I'm sorry, Rav says we assume she was a Bulgaris in the morning, and the father's Kedusha was no good. And according to Shmuel, we're choshish for both. Name of Katanoi. So the Gemara there also wants to be toilet in this machlokes of Nosson and of Yaakov with the sick person, and now he wants to retract his matana. The Rav, the Sova Rav, Areyu Bugeris Lefaneinu, Shmuel Sova Choshin LeKedushin Shneim. Name of Katanoi, the Gemara says in Kedushin, Katanya mi motzi miyad mi. Who motzi miyodom below raya? The heinen motzi miyodom below raya. Diver Reb Yaakov. Reb Yaakov says the Cheskos Mammon is the main player there. Reb Nosson Amar and Bori who now, then Olav Aviraya that he wasn't a Bori before, and if he's a Chola now, then they have to be a Raya that he wasn't a Chola before. Name a Rav Domu Krab Nosson, Shmu Domu Krab Yaakov. Omel Charav Anadam Refilu Krab Yaakov. I can only come Rabbi Yaakov also on the Gilam Abraham with Mom and Al Chesgoso because Lamaisi is trying to be Motzi Mormon, So that's a heavy, heavy Chazak. I will hold him in name of Hamid Guf Al Chesgoso. Because you have the Cheskos Mormon. Those not because you're following the hashtag, which is what the Shmaita obviously wants to avoid, but there's another chazaka out there that pumps it up. Because of Tosfos Reish, the beginning of Nida, the Mimaskal hashtag, the time of the Rav, the Omar Rebbe Geres Lefaneinu, Bishum the Regilo Sayyam Lava Mitzafra, because it's common and usual that it comes in the morning. Bad the Kamalim Rav Dama Krab Nasan. And the Mishum, the Hosomnani Rov Olam Briam Heim, are healthy. This on the name of the Bori Hoy, Kamashu Akshal. Kamashu Kosov Taisan to Kedusha Shamay and Shom. Lathima Shakosati Mishubas, Lathima Shakosu Mishubas around the time of the Rabbi Yaakov, Bishum the Cheskos Briam Osui Lehishtanos, Vaholi Motsui. Im Kain Rav Shaper Motsi Koma Krab Yaakov, Bishum the Ruba Mitzafra and Osui Lehishtanos. The chazaka that you had, that she became a begaris ready in the morning. Ela d'rufimasha kasalti b'perikid aleph, afilu osi l'ishtanas lo marah b'kach, ela mishum dika chazaka b'hadei cheskos momen. Yom kein tzorech loim marat kan leikam rab yakav, ela mishum cheskos momen, b'chim dika cheskos momen, marah lo l'chazaka d'hashtu b'med d'ro b'riya mosi l'ishtanas. V'doik, we're going by it. V'hadron l'ma shekosuv ha-marit. Let's go back to an original raya of the Maharit. The Marit brings a raya that Chazaka Suyul Ishtanos is not a Chazaka. Behold the Armina Perek Basra, the Nozir, Gabi Nozir Vaisa Pesach. You have two people, there's a very weird din. That's why I described it then when we learned it. It's still weird. It's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that Nozir, if he finishes up his term of Nozirus and he brought his Karbonos, and after he brought his karbonos, he found out that he had become tamei in tumas hatahom, a tumah that no one ever knew about, and he had no reason to think there would be tumah there. But that's not really. No one knew that there was a tumah there. No one knew that there was a mace there. So it does not affect this nesirus. Talach l'moshim yisinai. I leave it there as he was came tamei. And the same if a person brought a carbon Pesach and then found out he was Tomei B'tumas HaTahom, that's what it's called. Okay. So so it says if they are not yet completely Tohar, of course it's day 7, and they have to wait till night time to be completely tohar. It turns out in the sugya there that they're not called becheskas tameim anymore. That's what the point here is. It turns out that a tamei mace on his 7th day, and he's just waiting for Harav Shemesh, but he did already the hazoyos, and he just what they call it, a football or basketball, he just running down the clock.
Right? Both of them.
He's just waiting for the clock to go there. But it's clear, because of the sugya there, that they are not considered to be becheskas tameim, even though technically they are tameim. Because he's just waiting, so it's not becheskas tameim, because of he doesn't have to do anything. He's automatically going to become Tor. Yeah. Wait, please excuse me. Hello? Good, fine. The loin b'chus ha'klum, so it's not called b'cheskos tamei. Because it's only a question of time, he doesn't have to do anything. He is missing something, the sun has to go down to be completely Torah. There's a residue of Tumah till the sun goes down. It's going to happen on its own, Mamela, and you don't have to do anything. So the Marit says, hey, look, and it's clear in the Sunya there, even though the connection is not that clear, but it's. It's called, he's not Becheskos Tumah. That's what, all that's important for us to know. It's funny, we know he's Tumah. But he's not called Becheskos Tumah, meaning we don't look at him as an unchanging, unyielding Tumah, as we would someone that has to go to the mikveh to become Tumah. Now we say, oh, you're Becheskos Tumah, and you're going to stay Becheskos Tumah until you do something to effect the change. But it's clear in the sugya that this person...
But he already went to the mikveh.
Yeah. And he had the hazoya, the sprinkling of the Bar Aduma waters, and he went to the mikveh. And it's clear in the sugya that this person is called... We know he became Tomei Betumas HaTahom. That's what the sugya is about. But the point is, when he became Tomei Betumas HaTahom, he was not Becheskos Tumah. That's what we're searching for. So why is he Becheskos Tumah? He's Mamish Tomei. So the Gemara just says, because it's going to happen on its own. So the Maharit sees in that the principle of Chazok Asuya Lishtanos. It's weird. Besides, the din is weird. We're not talking about a Sofek. We're not talking about Paskening, B'mokum Sofek. We just want to know if a certain person is to be categorized as being Becheskos Tumah or not being Becheskos Tumah. Important for us because we're going to apply the din of Tumas HaTahom. If it's not Becheskos Tumah, but if it is Becheskos Tumah, we're not going to apply it. Hakoponim, it says he's not Becheskos Tumah. So the Marit pounced on that and said, look, it's because it's Chazok HaSuya Lishtanos, because we're just running down the clock. Umuchach dechol Chazok HaSuya Lishtanos lav Chazokahu, because he's called not Muchsuk to be Tumah. Hinei beraya zu sovev holech al shitoso shalom Marit shom. The Meforesh Cheskos HaTomei Tomei, which is what the Gemara says to explain when the Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai of Tumas HaTomei would apply. The Gemara's Lashon is Cheskos HaTomei, Cheskos Tohar Tohar, which we said is that the Lashon is like very strange, because there's no Sofek, we're not trying to prove anything, there's no real Chazok in that sense. But apparently Tumas HaTahom only works if you're not Becheskos Tomei. As we found out later, even when it should apply, the Nozer, the Leis of Pesach, that if we find out later that they were Tomei, but you found that after they brought the Karbonos, but the Gemara says that only works if they're Becheskos Tohar. They're Becheskos Tohar. So that's why the Gemara there is talking about this case and wants to know if he's Becheskos Tumah or Becheskos Tohar. Not because there's a suffix that has to be dealt with, but because the question of if the Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai kicks in. Akoponim de Marit says that Becheskos Tumah is an Indian of Chazaka, and therefore, oh look, Chazaka Asuya Lishtanos is not a Chazaka. Because Ochiach Sham the Machzikim Meisul Leiser, because of another prat. Ubishmaitza Hey Perik Beis, which we didn't learn yet. Hochachnu, we have proven Verayos Mukhrochos with compelling Rayos. The Hod Tanan Shecheskos Atomei Tomei has nothing to do with the Din Chazaka. As I said, we're not being Mavar any Sfeikas. It's just maybe a borrowed term, and it means something else, and it has to do with the Gzeres HaKadosh. It has to do with the Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. That whether you count his Tumah, if he didn't know about it, and no one ever knew about it, but he has to have been Becheskos Tohar at the time. So it's not a regular Chazaka. Chivadeinu B'Torah's Chazaka, L'Torah's Raglayim U'Dabar, Shalotihir, Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, Tumas HaTomah, Mishu Tomik, for Tumas Meis. Shmoch Emri Nenami, Mesvara, Dezer Shu B'Shvi Yishaloi, Kiva Neshim Shem Emela Arva. Lodom Kuzeh Hudar, Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, Tumas HaTomah. You never get that you're not dealing with the halachic chazaka that's going to tell you how to deal with Sfeikas. We're talking about, it's the same idea, it's the same kernel of an idea, the idea of chazaka being a status quo situation that halachically you can assume no change or latest possible change. So the word cheskos tami is used there, but you can't make any, you can't build from there a whole thing that chazaka suli mishtanis is not called chazaka. Not that type of thing. We're not doing anything with the chazaka. We're not paskening shilas, we're not answering questions. I don't know, it's a... Ubi'ikus for us from Marit. Okay? What about just looking into Marit from a purely conceptual standpoint? Shehola Danita Lesl Chazoka, not even a Cheskos Tairim, Shemdosu Lishtanos. Right? And then that forces him to say that for her, the Torah Lechulin, the reason she's Torah when it comes to Chulin is Aina Mishum de Alfinal Lobby Soit on the Tire of Afreya. If you learn out from Soit Dadra, you learn out that it's Torah. Because it is a chazaka. Even if you can't ask her, find some big more of a reason. Shame low vest. Have a like my mikvah shoes like this name of this mountain. The Kvarhosa Nida, the size of Alula, the Kachlios Old Nida. But the Loki Bukhila Bukhaskus Tahara, the Kurilo Chazoko. The Gabba Baila, you know, in the Saita he talked about, but about you can't call it a question of Tumma, it's a question of Isser. Ela koch kvashik sabdun perkin alam time of the run enu alam mishum du vik vik cheskos tome we love cheskos tome afilu hecha da mik vuhuk vak nios pochos me abon so achat ima cheskos I koi I don't care about chosokos u yilushtanos boi dikra asfora shikos of amaricho am dohod the tori hi lechulin lav mishum chosok kuhu because it's chosokos u yilushtanos ela mishum di alfinu lo misoit on the tire tumen lo mafreya that's You turn around the leman on its head and it teaches you it teaches you the opposite, that it's tohor, when it doesn't fit the paradigm of Saito. Ename the leka chazoka klal benidah mishum dalulu lakach and kino afilu below real delafonenu, that he saw dam royal estopic in for rosa and dumme beisachitzoi. You came into the tomb of the Freya, the tomb of the Lahabot, because you think the Dabun came out of a body already. El al Korchach, the need is the Chazok Amalia of Tehoira. Vamagad Dosu Lishdanois. Chosmai Shloy Ross on the Fonenu, Lekos Fake a Klaus, Shema Ross on the Dabunet of Chizun, because we're not Chazish, because we have the Chazok. Vavilu Bishus Ayochid, the Lemani Chazok, the Kuzman, the Loyisra, Loimach Zakin and Reyusa. You don't assume a Reyusa that the Dam came out and we didn't see it. Bein a Reyusa, let me shum Raya, that's how it's going to stop. They shem Moshe Raya, for how you raise a chito, shop a havel elam afreya. How will we name it, but if we say like the Marit, that kivan shalula lakach lo havi chazoka, the Madama oisa Marit, lamikvash adakali ospoichas lohoylech tumbelo kodi saw, Bozenbach, the Chumas Haran, a philo miklach of Sholin, Nami Havi Sophic, if the Boor Shom Chumas Haran. If Kena philo a dying like Ross or Hubble Sophic, not only if you knew she became an Eda, and the question is when, if ways of Nick Fum, who could be Chumas Haran, very good alibi and show, if Kena Havali Tumma de la Habo. Alal Karchach, as you can see in the Perikid Aleph. The Ran Lay Osi Allah, Elamishim Cheskos Tomei. This is a Cheskos Tomei of the person that we're Masupik about, he became Tor. Avalecha Delecha Chazoka Benagdo, Shapra Vichazoka Pulasuya Lishtanos. Lekareus a cloud, but need the kite of Kerasa. With either Kerasa ain't no vest. They have something in the Machlos Ria Kerasa Akshav. So we have really something called Afreya, because you were saying maybe this dam was really the base of Chitza, and we just didn't know about it.
Okay.
Can we do a Chazara week next week? One more parak. I want to finish it. Perak Yud Gimel. I'll give a sequel, believe that there afterwards.